The teacher is teaching the golden rule. American history and practical math. You study them hard and hoping to pass.
But you can't do any of that without any of your school supplies. Because, you know, there's school supplies that you need, Craig. Things like tissues and hand sanitizer. Those are the key school supplies, by the way. I don't know.
What about number two pencils?
Well, those are there as well. And here, take me back a little bit. And I don't know if Ryan and Ronnie from United Way is here. They're going to have to fill the bus at the Crusher Stadium on Thursday.
Oh, need excuses.
You remember Mead notebooks?
With the Trapper Keeper, because Trapper's special folders and pockets keep an amazing amount of work organized, secure, and right where you want it.
It's on the spaceship. The Pluto, the one and only Trapper, only from Mead.
Of course, the problem nowadays, you know, I don't know if you know this, you buy some kind of highfalutin, high-tech notebook, and then you get to school and the teacher goes, oh, that's not the kind I wanted. I needed the green one. And you're like, okay, that's what happens there as well. So that's, school supplies are what you're collecting to distribute through the county. Talk about the big event that's coming up on Thursday.
Sure. We'll be at the Lake Erie Crushers game on Thursday. Prior to the game, we'll have a bus there. We'll be there with you guys with the remote broadcast. We're collecting school supplies, the pens, the pencils, the notebooks, the paper, the kind of popular crayons, markers, all of those needed items. And what we'll do is we'll actually have a couple of different opportunities to drop off school supplies throughout the month of August. Afterwards, we'll sort them all, and we've partnered with the Lorain County Educational Service Center to distribute them directly to the schools so that kids who are in need, if they show up on the first day of school, the schools have extras on hand and they can go right to the kids, right to the families who need them. We felt that was a easy, efficient way to coordinate and get them directly into the hands of people who need them.
Were you at the United Way have done this before? Or is this?
We have. It's evolved over the past few years, and we've had a great partnership with the Educational Service Center, and as they've identified the need and know the schools and the teachers, we've partnered with some others to really try to just efficiently get these school supplies out. Because what we didn't want to do is maybe give two or three batches to one family because they were at a couple of different events and then miss a family or two or three who needed them and weren't getting them. So if we have them at the schools, we know that any kid who needs them will have them available.
This also then keeps the teachers, because even teachers sometimes will know, they'll kind of put their own school supply pack together to have just in case there's a child who doesn't have something that they need. This kind of sort of supplements that or gives it in a bigger force for all the kids that possibly need something.
Exactly. Our teachers are superstars, and we're asking a lot of them already, so we're just trying to help take that burden off of them. And we know those stories of the teachers who are dipping into their own checking account to buy supplies, to buy school uniforms, to do whatever it takes to help these kids. And obviously that's appreciated, and we just wanted to return that favor a little bit.
So Bruce rattled off a whole list of things that people could possibly drop off: pens, pencils, notebooks. Anything else in particular?
Yeah, there's actually a list on our website, uwlorainecounty.org. There are tissues, hand sanitizer to help the spread of germs there in the schools, the notebooks, the loose leaf paper, the binders, all of those kind of classic school supplies.
I'm looking at from Crestwood Elementary, because every school has it posted on site. Mm-hmm. And even some of the locations where you go to buy your school supplies, there's like a display and you can find the ones. And some of them are different. This is just for first graders. Four boxes of 24-count Crayola crayons. Four boxes, Craig.
Wow.
One per quarter.
Okay.
You know, you start each quarter with a fresh.
Isn't that? That's nice, though, right?
I guess.
Might cost you a little bit as a parent, but don't kids want, I always wanted fresh crayons.
Right. Well, you end up with the blue or the black one that gets broken in half and works your way through, and you have to start peeling the paper. Four large glue sticks.
You're big into, you're
okay,
into glue.
And here's one where it gets, this is where, you know, the first grader turns, the parent has to go, I need two three-pronged, two pocket folders, one red and one blue. And then, of course, you have to have your supply box that all this stuff fits in. And then maybe a pencil pouch, perhaps.
You need an organizer for the organizer.
Well, this is what happens, too. Right. And, of course, It's very interesting that they've given boys a possibility to bring a box of gallon-sized zipper baggies, and they've given the girls the task of a pack of Crayola wide washable markers. So they divide it between girls and boys. Because a lot of this gets contributed to the classroom, not just the individuals, especially when they're the younger grades and they stay in that class. They're all there going ready to go. I don't know if the kid gets excited when he goes, hey, that's my tissue box that they're using this time around. I feel like I've contributed.
Well, speaking of that, where does the United Way get a school bus?
We have great partners. And so actually Sheffield Lake School District is allowing us to borrow a bus for the day. And when we have different events, we kind of rely on different partners to bring them out for us. But you can't have a fill the bus without a bus. So that's a technicality, I guess, but we'll make sure we have one there always.
Right. It kind of just someone sees a school bus parked somewhere, especially when it's not quite school.
Yeah.
Even though I think those temporary the practice runs, are they're gonna be starting pretty soon, where they get the school buses out there to run their routes with their new school bus drivers. So everybody's getting excited. They come and buy this, get this stuff. So again, the kickoff you have for this is coming up Thursday evening. What time does it start?
We'll be there starting at 5 o'clock. We'll hang around until about 7:30 for those late arrival people who are inning or too late to the game. So we'll be right outside the main entrance from 5 to 7:30 collecting school supplies. Anybody who donates gets $3 off their admission to the Crushers game. And we'll also have some other cool giveaways, T-shirts and sunglasses and just some things to thank the fans. And Stomper is going to be there making an appearance as well. So you can come over and get your picture taken with the Crushers mascot.
Oh. And then after today, you'll have other stops prior to this.
We do. So starting Friday, the 7th through the 17th, you can drop off at the Abbeywood Senior Living Facility in Elyria. And then the following weekend, the 14th, will be at the Elyria Big Lots, and the 15th will be at the Elyria Walmart. And then the big culmination of this is our campaign kickoff on Friday the 21st over at Mike Bass Ford. Again, you guys will be there with us for that. And we'll have a fill the bus right out front from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's just kind of your admission into the event for your free lunch and all the cool activities we have going on that day.
Get all your lined paper. Craig and I were debating whether we like the college rule or the wide rule paper.
I still go wide rule.
You like that?
That college rule is too tight.
Well, you get more information on the page. You need a sturdy plastic folder for math for the sixth graders at Northwood Middle School. And that means there's going to be a lot of homework, I think, in something to that event. Hand sanitizer, colored pencils, that's another two, and highlighters.
Yeah, some things you don't think about necessarily.
There's many of those things. You just go down the aisle of the school supplies and just sort of fill it up, though. But I try to pick out, like I could go for the plain blue, but I go for the puppies or sometimes like butterflies, you think, or the hot rods. Don't kids like to see that? Now, of course, maybe they get them in the school and they have to have a blue or a pink one. I don't know. Individuality has changed that. But a lot of things that people can donate. So this is just a way to help out with all the stuff, the bus. Now you're going to, Craig's out there. You'll be broadcasting live from
6 until 7.
6 to 7 to encourage people out there as well. So
should be a lot of fun. Right. A lot of people coming by.
Maybe can you scam a highlighter? I haven't gotten one in the studio. I need one, and I look it over this.
I'll give you one from my desk. Oh, come on now. We're not taking a highlighter out of any kid's
hands.
Okay,
all right. I just didn't want to say it too loudly there. Anything else happening with you? I guess you're preparing for the kickoff.
We're getting ready for kickoff. We're full steam ahead for that. Again, that's Friday, August 21st. We're super excited. We'll have the Midview High School marching band there in full. So that's a lot of kids that are going to be marching through, and we're really excited about that. We'll have local mascots there. Chomps will be there from the Browns. Magnus from Cleveland State. We'll have Chippy from the Lorain County Metro Parks, a favorite of mine, and many, many others. We'll have quite a few mascots there. And then we'll have stations all over. In addition to the Fill the Bus, we'll have, obviously, the food is a big part of it, but we'll have fresh fruit smoothies. We'll have an opportunity to do a volunteer project. Just all kinds of really great things going on Friday, August 21st from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mike Bass Ford.
Okay, and that again will be on the 21st, but coming up Thursday at Crusher Stadium for Fill the Bus, Ryan Aroney from United Way stopping by this morning just to put an exclamation. We had your boss in the other day.
We did.
He kind of talked about it, so you put more of an exclamation point on
I hope I did. I hope I did Bill proud.
Appreciate it.